Today I will do something that only one other priest in the history of the world has done. Today I complete 10 years as pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I'm not sure that I would have ever seen this day, for when I arrived, I was the 6th pastor in 13 years. And of all the pastors appointed in the summer of 2012 in the Diocese of Charlotte, I am the only one still in the same parish. It is a special grace and a special blessing. The parable that Jesus gives us today is also a special grace and a special blessing. Most of us are so familiar with this parable that we can easily hear it without listening to it. The story is simple. A man is going from Jerusalem to Jericho, is robbed, beaten, and nearly killed. A priest and a Levite walk past the injured man, and a Samaritan stops to care for him. The Samaritan treats the wounds of the injured man with wine, oil, and bandages. The Samaritan takes him to an inn, pays for his care, and promises to pay for any additional needs when he returns. The Samaritan demonstrates what it means to be a neighbor. Now, the difference between the Samaritan and the priest and the Levite was more than just their actions. We do not know why the priest and the Levite did not stop to help the injured man. The Lord Jesus, however, tells us that the Samaritan acted because he was moved with compassion for the injured man. From the compassion that he felt for this unknown and injured man on the side of the road, the Samaritan carried out the love of his neighbor. For the word compassion means to suffer with another. To be compassionate means we are willing to suffer with those who are suffering. The Samaritan was willing to suffer and willing to sacrifice for the injured man. Because his act of charity cost him something. It cost him wine, oil, bandages made of cloth, and comfort on the journey because he gave the injured man his own place on the animal he was riding. It cost him the 2 silver coins that he gave to the innkeeper and whatever he would pay on his return. And it cost him the most precious gift that we can give to another. It cost him time. The Samaritan was willing to suffer with the suffering. That is what it means to be a neighbor. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is also what it means to be a Christian. In union with the Christ who has suffered for us, we suffer with the poor, the injured, the sick, the rejected, and the dying. We suffer with those who have been cast to the side of the road of our society, the unborn, the elderly, the mentally ill, and the disabled. Every Christian was marked with the sign of Christ's glorious sufferings in their baptism. Every vocation is marked with the blessing of Christ's holy cross. Mothers suffer with and for their children. Fathers suffer with and for their families. Husbands suffer for their wives. Wives suffer for their husbands. And priests suffer with and for their people. We are the neighbors, and we are the people Christ has called us to be when we are willing to suffer with those who are suffering. But we were not the first to suffer. We suffer in union with Christ on the cross. For in truth, my dear brothers and sisters, we are not the good Samaritan in the parable. We're the injured man. And Christ, our Savior, traveling the road to the heavenly city of Jerusalem, was moved with compassion for each of us. He approached us while we were still sinners, bathed us in the wine of his blood, and anointed us with the oil of gladness. He carried each of us in his own body and placed us in the inn which is his holy church. He left the precious coins of his word and his sacraments until his return. Christ has recognized and healed and carried each of us. He has brought us to the inn where we can recover and rest and then set out on the road again. And now Christ invites us to the table where the wounded are fed. Here we will be strengthened and healed. Here we will be nourished and loved. Here in this place of special grace and special blessing, Christ our Lord will carry each of us and walk with each of us to that kingdom where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.